This is Audible.
Time Warner Audiobooks presents Business at the Speed of Thought by Bill Gates. Narrated by Roger Steffens and Bill Gates.
Introduction. Business is going to change more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 50. As I was preparing my speech for our first CEO summit in the spring of 1997, I was pondering how the digital age will fundamentally alter business. I wanted to go beyond a speech on dazzling technology advances and address questions that business leaders wrestle with all the time. How can technology help you run your business better? How will technology transform business? How can technology help make you a winner 5 or 10 years from now? If the 1980s were about quality and the 1990s were about re-engineering, then the 2000s will be about velocity, about how quickly the nature of business will change, about how quickly business itself will be transacted, about how information access will alter the lifestyle of consumers and their expectations of business. Quality improvements and business process improvements will occur far faster. When the increase in velocity of business is great enough, the very nature of business changes. A manufacturer or retailer that responds to changes in sales in hours instead of weeks is no longer at heart a product company, but a service company that has a product offering. These changes will occur because of a disarmingly simple idea: the flow of digital information.
Well, up till now, the speed of business has been limited by moving information around. But with digital tools, moving that information at the speed of light, the only constraint is how well you use your knowledge workers, your thinkers, to react to what's going on, to plan new products, to make sure you're using all of your resources in the right way. So business at the speed of thought says that business will be done a new way, and it's about empowering those knowledge workers and reaching out with digital tools to make sure that all the best thinking gets applied. Business at the Speed of Thought was written for people who think about business. A lot of it is aimed at a CEO who's thinking how to transform their company for this new era. A lot of it's written for workers in these enterprises who are thinking about how they can be innovative in moving their company to be more efficient. It's really for anybody thinking about the future of business, thinking about how companies will deliver services and products in better ways, using the wonderful advances that technology has made available.
We've been in the information age for about 30 years, but because most of the information moving among businesses has remained in paper form, the process of buyers finding sellers remains unchanged. Most companies are using digital tools to monitor their basic operations, to run their production systems, to generate customer invoices, to handle their accounting, to do their tax work. But these uses just automate old processes. Very few companies are using digital technology for new processes that radically improve how they function, that give them the full benefit of all their employees' capabilities, and that give them the speed of response they will need to compete in the emerging high-speed business world. Most companies don't realize that the tools to accomplish these changes are now available to everyone. Though at heart most business problems are information problems, almost no one is using information well. Too many senior managers seem to take the absence of timely information as a given. People have lived for so long without information at their fingertips that they don't realize what they're missing. One of the goals in my speech to the CEOs was to raise their expectations. I wanted them to be appalled by how little they got in the way of actionable information from their current IT or information technology investments. I wanted CEOs to demand a flow of information that would give them quick, tangible knowledge about what was really happening with their customers. Even companies that have made significant investments in information technology are not getting the results they could be. What's interesting is that the gap is not the result of a lack of technology spending. In fact, most companies have invested in the basic building blocks: PCs for productivity applications, networks and electronic mail or email for communications, basic business applications. the typical company has made 80% of the investment in the technology that can give it a healthy flow of information, yet is typically getting only 20% of the benefits that are now possible. The gap between what companies are spending and what they're getting stems from the combination of not understanding what is possible and not seeing the potential when you use technology to move the right information quickly to everyone in the company. The job that most companies are doing with information today would have been fine several years ago. Getting rich information was prohibitively expensive, and the tools for analyzing and disseminating it weren't available in the 1980s and even the early 1990s. But here on the verge of the 21st century, the tools and connectivity of the digital age now give us a way to easily obtain, share, and act on information in new and remarkable ways. For the first time, all kinds of information, numbers, text, sound, video, can be put into a digital form that any computer can store, process, and forward. For the first time, standard hardware combined with a standard software platform has created economies of scale that make powerful computing solutions available inexpensively to companies of all sizes. And the personal in personal computer means that individual knowledge workers have a powerful tool for analyzing and using the information delivered by these solutions. The microprocessor revolution not only is giving PCs an exponential rise in power, but is on the verge of creating a whole new generation of personal digital companions, handhelds, auto PCs, smart cards, and others on the way, that will make the use of digital information pervasive. A key to this pervasiveness is the improvement in internet technologies that are giving us worldwide connectivity. In the digital age, connectivity takes on a broader meaning than simply putting two or more people in touch. The internet creates a new universal space for information sharing, collaboration, and commerce. It provides a new medium that takes the immediacy and spontaneity of technologies such as the TV and the phone and combines them with the depth and breadth inherent in paper communications. In addition, the ability to find information and match people with common interests is completely new. These emerging hardware, software, and communication standards will reshape business and consumer behavior. Within a decade, most people will regularly use PCs at work and at home. They'll use email routinely. They'll be connected to the internet. They'll carry digital devices containing their personal and business information. New consumer devices will emerge that handle almost every kind of data, text, numbers, voice, photos, videos, in digital form. I use the phrases web work style and web lifestyle to emphasize the impact of employees and consumers taking advantage of these digital connections. Today, we're usually linked to information only when we are at our desks, connected to the internet by a physical wire. In the future, portable digital devices will keep us constantly in touch with other systems and other people. And everyday devices such as water and electrical meters, security systems, and automobiles will be connected as well, reporting on their usage and status. Each of these applications of digital information is approaching an inflection point, the moment at which change in consumer use becomes sudden and massive. Together, they will radically transform our lifestyles and the world of business. Already, the web work style is changing business processes at Microsoft and other companies. Replacing paper processes with collaborative digital processes has cut weeks out of our budgeting and other operational processes. Groups of people are using electronic tools to act together almost as fast as a single person could act, but with the insights of the entire team. Highly motivated teams are getting the benefit of everyone's thinking. With faster access to information about our sales, our partner activities, and most important, our customers, we're able to react faster to problems and opportunities. Other pioneering companies going digital are achieving similar breakthroughs. We have infused our organization with a new level of electronic-based intelligence. I'm not talking about anything metaphysical or about some weird cyborg episode out of Star Trek, but it is